Yo, this is the Fat King Madzal saying you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Ha!
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today we're going to preview Catskills' Brian Dewan and his performance tonight at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. It's his annual holiday show, and he hasn't been performing on local stages in a while, so you're sure to want to either turn out or tune in, because WGXC will have a live broadcast from 8 to 9 p.m. and a live webcast of the entire show from 7 to 9 or 9:30. At WGXC.org, or you can attend in person at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. But we'll preview that today, and we'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. It all starts after Jason Martin and his song, and then it's time for the local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. The stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. The stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. VidHudson News reports that the sales of legal, regulated adult-use cannabis will begin next week on December 29th at a dispensary in Manhattan. The dispensary will be operated by Housing Works, the nation's largest minority-controlled HIV-AIDS service organization. The nonprofit New York City group operates a range of direct and support services for people living with HIV-AIDS, the homeless, formerly incarcerated, and justice-involved individuals. It also operates a network of charitable retail storefronts. Quote, New York is taking the right path in building its legal cannabis industry with the state's first dispensaries operated by entrepreneurs and nonprofits dedicated to serving their community and prioritizing public health, unquote, said Jen Metzger, the incoming Ulster County executive and a member of the state's Cannabis Control Board. The state is reviewing other applications for cannabis dispensaries across the state, including at locations in the Hudson Valley. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that a Greene County health official is warning that a, and I quote, triple-demic, end quote, of COVID-19, respiratory syncytial virus, and the flu are hitting locally. RSV and the flu usually peak in January or February. Greene County Public Health Director Laura Churchill said, and I quote, this year, the number of cases of COVID-19, flu, and RSV started to spike as early as November. While all three viruses are present right now, they are not peaking at the same time, end quote. COVID-19, influenza, and RSV all often include coughing, fever, fatigue, and body aches. Churchill said, and I quote, this has caused hundreds of children in Greene County to miss school. The recent spike in cases is overwhelming hospitals and healthcare systems locally and across the county, end quote. Health officials recommend anyone with these symptoms stay home so they do not infect others. Churchill said, and I quote, the best way to protect yourself and those around you is to mask when appropriate and practice good hand hygiene. COVID-19 and flu vaccines can be administered on the same day and are available at most pharmacies at no cost to the patients, end quote. Read the full story in Porcupine Soup.
Patricia Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that acting Ulster County Executive Johanna Contreras, December 21st, signed the county's $381.3 million 2023 spending plan. Contreras said the budget invests in critical programs and services and will bring, quote, stability, accountability, and responsibility, unquote, to a county government that has experienced unceasing change over the last 3 years. The spending plan carries what she called a historic 3% decrease in the amount to be raised by taxes, which will result in property tax decreases for property owners in the county as well as the city of Kingston. The $381.3 million budget was adopted by the county legislature in early December after lawmakers made more than two dozen changes to the $378.6 million proposed spending plan by Contreras. The final budget increases spending by 8% over the 2022 budget. In a press release, Contreras said the budget invests emergency management, social services, environmental health, transportation, and public safety, and includes funding to support the Crisis Stabilization Center, enhanced mental health services, expanded child care eligibility, and a pilot program to provide home energy assistance. Contreras added 42 new full-time positions, and the county legislators then added additional positions on top of those she called for, including a second investigator to the Ulster County District Attorney's Office, a new quality analyst position in the Comptroller's Office, a technical support position in the Legislative Clerk's Office, a position to administer the Agricultural Crisis Relief Program, and the addition of four new caseworkers in the county's Office for the Aging. The budget also creates an emergency services division within the Emergency Services Department to address the critical shortage of first responders able to answer medical calls countywide. The adopted budget also includes additional funds to cover the cost of pay raises for all the county's elected officials except the district attorney, whose salary is set by the state. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Heather Bellow reports for the Berkshire Eagle that the Great Barrington Select Board voted 4-1 December 19th to ask outgoing Governor Charlie Baker if the town could use the money earmarked for a shuttle to a train to Manhattan instead to alleviate Housatonic residents' struggles with tap water. The proposed bus service between Great Barrington and Metro North's Wasaic train station in Amenia in Dutchess County would have been paid for by a $150,000 earmark from the state legislature. But now the town board has voted to ask if they can use the money to buy filters to provide other water to Housatonic residents. At least one resident agreed with the board's vote. Karen Whetstone Smith said, and I quote, "You can't worry about getting people to New York City if people don't have clean water," end quote. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle.
WRGB-TV reports that Governor Kathy Hochul announced December 21st that she signed a bill into law requiring employers to list salary ranges for advertised jobs and promotions. Hochul said, quote, "This historic measure will usher in a new era of fairness and transparency for New York's workforce and will be a critical tool in our effort to end pervasive pay gaps for women and people of color," unquote. The new pay transparency law in New York will require that all advertised job descriptions and promotions list the salary range for the position. The measure is designed to reduce discriminatory wage setting and hiring practices and also level the playing field and ensure fair and equal pay for all workers. Read more about this story at CBS6Albany.com.
Mid-Hudson News reports that at West Point, the Confederacy has finally lost the Monument War. Superintendent Lieutenant General Steve Gillen announced on December 20th that, and I quote, "in accordance with the Department of Defense directives," end quote, West Point will remove anything that commemorates or memorializes the Confederacy or those who voluntarily served with it. The move was recommended by the Congressional Naming Commission and approved by the Secretary of Defense. A portrait of Robert E. Lee in Confederate uniform will be removed from the library at Jefferson Hall and placed in storage, and a portrait of Ulysses S. Grant will be removed from the library to Grant Hall during the winter break. And the stone bust of Lee in Reconciliation Plaza will be placed in storage, while the bust of Grant will be moved to the front of Grant Hall. And Lee's quote at Honor Plaza will be replaced by early spring 2023. The Memorialization, History, and Museum Committee is still deciding how to rename Lee Road, Beauregard Place, and Hardy Place, Lee Barracks, Lee Housing Area, and Lee Child Development Center. Representative Sean Mahoney said, and I quote, "On a campus dedicated to educating the future leaders of our nation's military, there is no suitable location for a symbol of hatred like a plaque memorializing the Ku Klux Klan. For years, I've pushed West Point and our armed forces to remove and rename buildings and monuments related to the Confederacy, and I'm thrilled to see progress is finally being made." End quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, showers are likely, mainly after 3 p.m. Otherwise, it will be cloudy with a temperature high near 41 degrees. More showers on Thursday night with a temperature low of around 35 degrees. And on Friday, rain showers before 4 p.m., then rain and snow showers are likely. The temperature high will be near 53 degrees, and rain and snow showers are likely before 7 p.m. on Friday night, then a slight chance of snow showers between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 11 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Thursday, December 22nd on WGXC, there's all kinds of creative community voices, including at 11 a.m. we head to Zambia for the Transformational Listening Show. At noon, it's time for In My Room Radio, this week with 2022 new music from The Soft Pink Truth, Ghost Power, and Oneida, among others. 3 p.m., it's time to turn on the news with the War on Christmas Cards. 4 p.m., the WGXC Afternoon Show is live from Hudson with Cecil Graham and Tom DiPietro as your hosts. At 7 p.m., Chris Funkhauser's Poet Radio Show talks with Bert Kimmelman. At 8 p.m., we go live to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill for Catskill Brian DeWan and his annual holiday show live on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, your creative community radio station.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
After a long absence on local stages, Catskill's Brian DeWan is performing back locally again on Thursday, December 22nd. It's his annual holiday program, and this year it is at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, December 22nd. WGXC should have a live webcast of the performance. It may also be on the FM airwaves. So tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill Thursday, December 22nd for Catskill's Brian DeWan's return to local stages and his annual holiday show Thursday, December 22nd at the Avalon Lounge.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, December the 22nd, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Active crisis calls have jumped 50% in the run-up to the holidays. That's according to officials at the California Parent and Youth Helpline.
The helpline is staffed by trained professional counselors who can listen, help people with self-calming techniques, and direct the caller to appropriate help. It's open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. in English and Spanish, with translation services available in other languages. Dr. Lisa Payan-Berlin is president of Parents Anonymous, which runs the helpline.
We've been getting more and more urgent suicide ideation calls, kids reaching out to us through text and live chat. So we're seeing an uptick in that people are calling us in the middle of a crisis to get vital emotional support. That definitely has increased.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Suzanne tells us people can also live chat on the group's website, caparentyouthhelpline.org. And a new report says this year Kentucky became the second state in the nation to pass an exemption to the death penalty for people with serious mental illness.
Signed into law by Governor Andy Beshear in April, House Bill 269 requires that a defendant must have had a documented diagnosis and active symptoms of mental illness at the time of his or her offense. Research suggests 43% of prisoners executed between 2000 and 2015 were medically diagnosed at some point in their lives. Executive Director of the Death Penalty Information Center, Robert Dunham, says there's been a slow shift toward considering a different approach in sentencing people who are severely mentally ill.
I think there's a growing awareness around the world that it is not appropriate to subject people who are seriously mentally ill to capital punishment. And that's a view that's been growing within the United States as well.
According to the report, with the exception of the pandemic years of 2020 and 2021, the 18 executions carried out in 2022 are the fewest on record since 1991. As of this year, 27 people remain on death row in the Commonwealth. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
A Gallup poll released in May found 55% of Americans say they believe the death penalty is morally acceptable. Now from CNN, a major winter storm and cold blast will impact nearly every state and bring what the National Weather Service is calling a once-in-a-generation event that will cripple travel on some of the busiest travel days of the year. That strengthening storm will bring more than a foot of snow and possible blizzard conditions to the Midwest, as the Weather Service warns of life-threatening wind chills for millions. This is PNS. Arizona tribal communities face inequalities every day. One recent Arizona State University grad says she wants to shape public policy to help change that.
Tylisha Yellowhair says changing public policy that guides social services would not only ensure that tribal members receive the care they need, but also help to change the public perception of Native communities. She says tribal communities face challenges like any other, but they hold lots of strength and resiliency. Yellowhair is from the Navajo Nation, originally from Kayenta, Arizona, and currently works in the Office of Health Programs for the Phoenix Area Indian Health Services as a social service assistant. She says she wants her story to serve as an inspiration to others.
I hope that my story being shared can change the image of what people have of Native communities. Like, we too can become professionals. We too can deal with policy. We too have the power to change what's happening around us.
Yellowhair comes from a family of teachers and is the first social worker and public administrator. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
And Florida is the 27th in the country when measuring health data, but the annual ranking shows the Sunshine State is behind most other states in funding public health efforts.
America's health rankings from United Health Foundation show Florida is 43rd among states in getting public health funding. Allison Yeager with the Florida Health Justice Project says the consequences of the lack of funding have been on display in recent years,
which left the state ill-prepared for a pandemic, and it hampers our responses to the complex physical, mental, and behavioral health challenges that we're facing.
She adds that a startling takeaway from the report is that Florida ranks 46th for the rate of uninsured residents. Yeager believes that's largely because Florida is one of 11 states that have failed to expand Medicaid. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And finally, our Mike Bowen lets us know South Dakota and other states have seen the effects of so-called forever chemicals.
The major manufacturer of products from cleaning supplies to Post-it notes says it plans to ensure it's no longer producing items containing PFAS chemicals by the year 2025. John Rumpler of the group Environment America says this is an important step in trying to reduce harmful pollutants from reaching natural resources.
PFAS chemicals are toxic and they persist in the environment. They've been contaminating drinking water sources all across the country.
The chemicals were also used in firefighting foam, and the city of Sioux Falls took legal action against 3M and other companies over the presence of PFAS in the soil and groundwater near the city's airport. 3M says it made the decision based on changes in the business and regulatory landscape.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trusted indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Tom Roof from Wave Farm with the Daily Radio News. Ella Cares reports for Radio World that according to Edison Research, 38% of Americans age 12 and older listened to a podcast in the last month. Many radio shows are also podcasts, and the subscribable audio shows all use internet radio signals to deliver programming. That's an estimated 109 million Americans tuned into podcasts, at least sometimes. But a higher percentage of listeners in England, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand tune into podcasts than in America. Perhaps because of the popularity of the mostly talk podcast, there has been a 45% increase in America in the time spent listening to spoken word audio since 2014. For those aged 13 to 24, Edison Research reported a 117% increase in listenership in spoken word in the last 8 years. Read the full story in Radio World. Go to wavefarm.org for more radio news.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, December 22nd. It is now officially, emotionally, and mostly meteorologically winter. Local early morning temperatures range from 16 degrees in Durham to 26 in Kingston. Regional average soil temperature is 36. Snow will probably fall at least a little bit locally. And we have flood watches out as a warm front rolls into the area. The higher elevations will see a few hours of snowfall, and the sea level areas will get about an hour of light snow around 2 p.m. before turning to rain. Noon will be the best time to get supplies. Don't forget to have emergency water and fully charged devices, as power outages should be expected. A high of 36 happens before dark, then keeps getting warmer overnight as rain continues to fall. Temperatures peak tomorrow morning at 50 degrees, ushering in a stormy day with strong wind gusts and rapidly declining temperatures. Rain ends shortly after dark as snow, more so in the high elevations. Winds stick around, making blowing snow a problem Friday night. We hit a low of 14 degrees, then Saturday winds calm down a bit and we see a high of 21 degrees. Another night in the low teens takes us into a so far dry-looking Sunday with a high of 26. Sunset today will be at 4:13 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:17 a.m. Looking way up, we see peace and tranquility. Sunspots are evenly balanced magnetically, and some minor flares could happen today but aren't likely to be strong. Expect these conditions to continue through the weekend. Solar wind speed is currently 411 kilometers per second at 9.6 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3.3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 103, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carmen Borgia of Catskill, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Greetings, listeners. We would like to present a special opportunity to collect a series of finely crafted QSL cards that display your affiliation with our friendly neighborhood radio station. These 5x7 QSL cards bear our call letters WGXC and important information regarding training, underwriting, youth and adult programming, and our FCC-licensed frequency, 90.7 megahertz on the FM dial. Simply send in a postcard stating your name, address, and we will send you the latest in a series of periodically released QSL cards. Send your postcard to our Acre studio at The Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. Thank you for tuning in to WGXC today and every day.
You can go there with your family, and you can meet new friends in the library. When you're at the library, you can read lots of books, and you can find any book. There are lots of Dog Man books, which are my favorite books of all. When I go to the library, I read them. And that's why I like the library.
I'm also on a radio show at the library, and there was also a video making workshop that I did, and I did some animation, and I made a lot of new friends, and I laughed a lot, and it was really fun. My main reason of coming here is because it's books. Of course, it's a library, and I really like the wide selection of books, and they have computers and all sorts of stuff. They also recently did a mural painting thing where they painted the computer room in the back, and I got to be a part of that, and it was really fun. It looks really cool now, and I just really appreciate the library for being here, and if I had to choose between this library and any other one to go to, I would choose this one. I really like the Hudson Area Library, and I hope that it stays running for as long as I live or maybe even longer, because I know a bunch of people that love to read.
Here's a song from Simone Felice, one of the Felice brothers. This is Bye Bye Palinville.
Hey, winter bird, yeah, baby, ain't you heard you can fly? So why do you stay? But I guess I know how that feels when the devil is at your heels, and boy, the worm in your brain got you lying awake. But I can never understand how a living, breathing man could run away and leave his kids in the cold. You can name your blows at me, you can pray the rosary, but in the end, we meet our maker alone. And Daddy said, bye, bye, Palinville, bye, bye, Palinville. And Jesus, don't we fall to pieces, country night so goddamn still, bye, bye, Palinville. Hey, Jesse Lee, man, what a mess you leave when you run away. But I can never stay gone for long.
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
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 listening, you're listening to 90.7
Vin, Vin.
90.7 WGXC Acre Catskills.
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 Today. East Durham.
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 Catskills.
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 After a long absence on local stages, Catskills' Brian DeWan is performing back locally again on Thursday, December 22nd. It's his annual holiday program, and this year it is at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, December 22nd. WGXC should have a live webcast of the performance. It may also be on the FM airwaves. So tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill Thursday, December 22nd for Catskill's Brian DeWan's return to local stages and his annual holiday show Thursday, December 22nd at the Avalon Lounge.
Sound, when you hear radio, you hear the propagation of waves. Propagation of waves. The propagation of waves, waves, waves. The propagation of waves, waves, waves. Before transmitters, there were steeples. Before wireless, there was prayer. Before ham radio, there was monastic devotion. The miracle of radio is just the most modern miracle. What is radio good for? I'll tell you, it's good to dispense information, amuse the multitudes, scare people to death, issue commands, incite riot, a call to arms, chastise the listener, plea for funds, emergency instructions, weather reports, story hour, radio plays, and music, classical, pop, swing, rock and roll, and mood music. Crystal balls are obsolete, but are they? They don't need to be plugged in, and they never need batteries. But where can you find one of those these days? You can pick up a radio at a store.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
What we talked about today was we're going to continue to help Ukraine succeed on the battlefield.
President Biden welcomed Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky to the White House Wednesday, marking Zelensky's first overseas trip since the Russian invasion, which began in February last year. Biden pledged to provide Ukraine with a $1.86 billion security assistance package, including the Patriot air defense system and additional military training. Time is running out for the Senate to pass the massive $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill before leaving the Hill for the year. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi highlighted an additional $45 billion in aid to Ukraine ahead of President Zelensky's joint meeting of Congress Wednesday night.
Your visit comes as the Congress prepares to again pass another consequential round of security, economic, and humanitarian assistance within the next 48 hours. Hopefully this will be done.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the spending deal is about American security, American service members, and American interests, and believes helping Ukraine with the war against Russia is directly related to upholding those principles.
It will make huge new investments in our armed forces while cutting non-defense, non-veterans baseline spending in real dollars.
Despite former President Donald Trump having made millions of dollars between 2015 and 2020, preliminary details by a House committee show he paid little to nothing in federal income taxes by claiming millions of dollars in losses. House Democrats are pushing for a bill today which would require the IRS to audit presidents' tax returns and make the reports available for public disclosure. Texas Republican Representative Kevin Brady says the release of this information will only create more division.
Our concern is that if taken, this committee action will set a terrible precedent that unleashes a dangerous new political weapon that reaches far beyond the former president.
Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake lost in the 2020 midterm election, but this week she will have the chance to make her case to a judge in a bid to prove that election fraud took place.
Guys, guess what? Christmas came early yesterday. We are going to trial.
Maricopa County Superior Judge Peter Thompson says Lake faces long odds in proving misconduct. Finally, the Republican Party of Florida is considering holding a vote to determine whether they support throwing out Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. McDaniel has received heavy criticism after what some have called an underwhelming performance. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. We've had numerous reports on the Electoral Count Reform Act, the legislation updating the 1887 rules and procedure after a presidential election to help prevent another subversion of the election. Tuesday, the act was attached to an omnibus spending bill expected to pass before the holiday break. That's good news for those who care about protecting democracy. The $1.7 trillion federal spending bill extends the financing of the federal government until September 2023 and has bipartisan agreement in the Senate. Attaching the Senate's version of the Electoral Count Reform Act, which has the support of Senate leaders Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, makes it likely to pass both the Senate and the House. The ECRA defines the role of the vice president in the counting of electoral ballots as ceremonial, raises the threshold to object to a count to one-fifth of the members of each house, defines how electors are selected and submitted, and allows for expedited review by the courts. The Senate version also removes an 1845 law which could be used by state legislatures to override the popular vote and declare a failed election. While democracy advocates still have some concerns about potential loopholes, most believe the Senate's version of the Electoral Count Reform Act will help protect our next election from another subversion attempt. Find links to more on the act at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Focus. Focus. Every community benefits from having a public square, public parks, public amphitheaters, public fire hydrants, drinking fountains, swimming pools. The public airwaves belong to the public, a public space that is here, there, and everywhere. the local community. Connected through invisible magic, the ability to be in two or more places at once, through the miracle of electromagnetic radiation. WGXC is a creative community radio station for Greene and Columbia counties in New York State's Mid-Hudson Valley, since time immemorial known for its great natural beauty. The land of Rip Van Winkle, the land of the Hudson River School painters, the land of video freaks. WGXC is committed to hands-on radio, available to all in the community. Music shows, contemporary, traditional, music from around the globe, jazz, rock and roll, classical, rap, country, avant-garde, novelty, popular, medieval, disco, skiffle, and much, much more. Programs about farming, economics, love, the criminal justice system, psychology, spiritual matters, call-in programs, and local events. Community radio, the most democratic medium there is, uniting disparate populations of Greene and Columbia counties, bridging the Hudson River. And radio has been informing, entertaining, exciting, and soothing listeners for generations. Every Saturday and every night after the midnight hour, Transmission Arts programming can be heard. Long after the sun has gone to bed, this is a special time for strange signals, sounds, noises, contact with far-out spaces, inner spaces, joy, fear, theory, spirits, the seldom heard or heard from, the sky's the limit. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, assigns licenses to broadcast over specific frequencies. Over time, these licenses have fallen almost exclusively into the hands of commercial interests. But the public should have control of the public airwaves and should have access to microphones, transmitters, loudspeakers, and exercise its inalienable right to perform civic duties on air. For commercial radio, turning a profit is the number one priority. Broadcasting advertisements and jingles, pay-to-play chart toppers, corporate invective, and other nuisances. Community radio is non-commercial. Its mission is to serve the community by putting local people at the controls. It's up close and personal, inclusive, friendly, and supported by listeners. And it doesn't cost you nothing to host a show on WGXC. You don't have to be a so-called professional at all. All you have to do is know what you want to do and do it. Programmers are volunteers, and most live in the area and can be heard far and near. Because of a dearth of available frequencies for non-commercial radio, micro-radio stations appeared. For these small unlicensed stations, the act of broadcasting was an act of civil disobedience. In 1997, Free 103.9 began microcasting, mounting antennas on Brooklyn rooftops with a signal heard by the surrounding blocks. The station was started by a group of artists interested in transmission as a creative medium, and Free 103.9 became an organization dedicated to transmission arts. In 2004, Free 103.9 expanded to Greene County, becoming known as the Wave Farm in Acre, New York, at the foot of the Catskill Mountains. The Wave Farm became a rural headquarters for transmission arts. Radio transmission is a creative medium for all manner of endeavorists. It was here that the idea of a hands-on community radio station serving Greene and Columbia counties, WGXC, was conceived and made into a reality. If you have a portable radio with you, you could tune in right now. Radio where you can expect to hear children at large, orators, live freaks, DJs who sing along live with records. Live private conversations when microphones are left on, laughing, crying, unrestrained weeping on and off the air. Young people holding court. Members of your local government. Dedicated collectors. And the rebroadcast of radio landmarks such as Orson Welles' War of the Worlds, Uncle Don's bloopers, historic speeches by American presidents, and old-time radio plays that aired before you were born. You may even hear a sampling of other radio stations, or the specialized broadcasts of weather radio, police radio, citizens band or CB radio, walkie-talkies, cell phones, shortwave, or ham radio. The diversity of the programming on WGXC was noticed immediately after going on the air.
I hear there's a hippie cult that has its own radio station.
Will it destroy the community?
No, it is the community.
I want to be on the radio too.
One might even call WGXC a utopian institution, a beacon of hope, a useful guiding light, a resource, a social chemistry laboratory, a land of liberty, a zoo, a haven, a convergence of every possible walk of life and reason for transmitting. Wayfarm's federally licensed WGXC 90.7 is listener-aided and abetted radio and is supported by listeners. You may listen to and support WGXC. By contacting WGXC.org, you can donate to the station. The broadcasts are also streamed live on the web or archived and can be heard at any time all over the world. But best of all, you can tune in locally on any FM radio, at home, at work, while driving. Yes, it is safe to listen to WGXC while operating a motor vehicle. Just turn on and tune in.
After a long absence on local stages, Catskill's Brian DeWan is performing back locally again on Thursday, December 22nd. It's his annual holiday program, and this year it is at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, December 22nd. WGXC should have a live webcast of the performance. It may also be on the FM airwaves. So tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill Thursday, December 22nd for Catskill's Brian DeWan's return to local stages and his annual holiday show Thursday, December 22nd at the Avalon Lounge.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy back peel. A monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spots.
spiders, you've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Bear. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splash with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nauseous. You're a cockroach little jockey and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the worst kind of disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. Nasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your heart is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that describe you best are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. Jingling going on. Makes me feel merry. This is a song about a prize fight between Father Christmas and Santa Claus. And it's called Battle Royal. There's gonna be a battle royal between Father Christmas and Santa Claus. Everybody's gonna gather round to see who'll mow the other down. Father Christmas is thin and mean. Santa Claus is jolly and round. In opposite corners of the ring, one's gonna mow the other down. The referee lets out his cry, a ringing bell, a roaring crowd. Santa Claus says, ho, ho, ho. Father Christmas glowers and frowns. He takes his staff and takes a swing and boldly says, put up your dukes. And then he takes that golden crook and hooks it around Santa's arm and drags him across the boxing ring like you pull a flop off a vaudeville stage. But Santa throws a mittiny punch and hits FC in his bony jaw. Father Christmas retaliates by jamming his elbow in Santa's gut. Santa's eyes and rosy cheeks
are all aglow with frenzied wrath. He kicks at FC's knobby knees to knock him off his center of gravity. The crowd is getting excited now. They're placing bets and taking sides and watching these Yuletide alpha apes, these crowing cocks of Christmas tide. Santa knocks off the bishop's hat from FC's head and steps his foot. Then FC pulls off Santa's belt and his big red pants go tumbling down. The crowd is roaring with delight. Santa's face is poinsettia red. Father Christmas moves in for the kill. Santa's shield, his tearful face, his broken glasses and pouting lips, then reaches in to his sack of toys and turns the crank on a jack-in-the-box. A jester's head on a powerful spring goes rocketing into Father Christmas's face, making him wail like a midnight train. He yanks on Santa Claus's beard. Santa yanks his opponent's beard. The beards are making ripping sound. Their boots are squeaking against the ground. Father Christmas is 8 feet tall. Santa Claus is 5'5". Father Christmas weighs 100 pounds. Santa weighs 350 pounds. Back in their corners with the spray and the towels, there's a bell, the second round. Christmas stocking, Christmas kick, flying robes, pivoting feet, fist jabs, hip checks, candy canes, uppercut, karate chop, flip flap, bim bam, crack a smack, fee fi fiddle, thump plop. There's the bell, the final round. The crowd has gone wild and flailing around. Santa Claus is so big and fat, he crushes Father Christmas flat and waves him around like an American flag and mounts up the floor with him and crumples him up and folds him into a paper plate and throws him out into the cheering crowd. The referee counts from 1 to 10. Santa's arms are in the air in a gesture of monkey victory. The undisputed Xmas champ. If you carry a crook and you're thin and mean, no one will root for you but Europeans. But if you're fat and you laugh a lot, people will back you and take your side, especially if you're in the business of distributing toys and good things to eat. They'll bet their money on your white-haired head and forget all about the recent past. The greatest story ever told of yesteryear on Christmas Eve. A battle royal was fought between Father Christmas and Santa Claus.
Now, back in the early 60s, there was a puppet animated cartoon for television called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, after the popular song by Johnny Marks, who I think wrote it in the 1940s. Well, he wrote all the rest of the songs for this cartoon, and this is a song called The Island of Misfit Toys. Yeah! And Rudolph and his crew land on the Island of Misfit Toys, and they're greeted by a toy, by a jack-in-the-box at the island, and he says, "Hi! Welcome to Santa's Village! Welcome to the Island of Misfit Toys! My name is, don't tell me, Jack! No! Charlie! My name is all wrong! No little girl wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here!"